Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now. Sports Talk on Demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back for hour two of the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, on this Monday, July 8th. We're in the bunker in episode number 26 of the program, broadcasting from a field in North Regina. A humid but sunny day here in Canada's Queen City. Thank you all for enjoying through 1 hour of the program today. Thanks for sticking for hour two, where we've posted the poll. The Monday Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll. Regina's best burger is... dot, dot, dot. Here's the top four we've narrowed down. Bushwhackers, Ice House, Bond Burger, Avenue. And people are voting like crazy on our Twitter feed at Rod Peterson Show right now. You can vote from our website as well. The sports doctor watching from Winnipeg, Dave Patrician, texted me, good show today. You're on fire. That just happened, Dave. I don't know how or why. And Dave had the line of the weekend. He said that earthquake that we felt Friday night was 36 million Canadians jumping off the Raptors bandwagon with the loss of Kawhi Leonard. Talking about the Riders' loss to the Stampeders the other night, 37-10. The Stamps came in and whipped the Riders' butts before 29,147. Craig Dickinson telling the media, we're not as good as we thought we were. Twice, Global's Taylor Shire said he said in his news conference. So Taylor stays with us. Jackie Perez joins us from CTV Regina. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're outstanding. Good. You good, Taylor?
I'm great.
Good.
Hungry for a burger?
Coffee row. Yeah, I am hungry now.
Everybody's hungry for burgers now this morning. Well, let's start there.
It's looking at that poll. I want to change my mind now. I didn't realize Avenue was up there.
Yes.
Bushwhacker.
Yeah.
I haven't had the Ice House yet. So.
And it's close to your work at CTV. It's in White City.
Yeah. But I usually go the other way.
Fair
towards
enough.
Towards Bushwhacker. Or
oh, I got Avenue. You. Oh, it's Avenue with the three, not the Avenue, says Kel. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Well, just take him off the pole.
Oh, that's harsh.
That's harsh.
They were on the way to deliver you a fresh burger. Oh, turn it around.
So I first met Jackie Perez when she was at CTV PA, my old stomping grounds. And I think you would agree with me. It is a very, very special place.
Yes.
Prince Albert, Saskatchewan.
I loved working and reporting out in that city. Very much like you said, it's very special. And they had a great year, I would imagine.
Oh, yes, they did. Winning the WHL championship. But I got to ask you what it was like, because you're a Toronto girl.
Yeah.
We're going to get into your whole story here. Argos cheerleading captain, right?
One of them, yeah.
Yeah. Got your Grey Cup ring with you somewhere.
Somewhere.
But you came down to Regina. We went for lunch at Famoso. And when you went back to PA after that weekend, I'm like, is she going to stick out in that town like crazy? Which you must. Right?
It was such a blast.
You're this bouncy television girl, bubbly. Not that everybody in PA is not.
Everyone is. Everyone.
Everybody's bouncy and bubbly in PA. What was it like being there for you as a Toronto girl?
Okay, so I moved there December 2017. And I remember my news director saying, you know, like, it's going to be a bit of an adjustment. And that's, I get three questions. You came from Toronto. What are you doing in PA?
Yep.
How have you adjusted? And like, you're leaving very soon, aren't you? And I just landed like right. A weekend.
Same. Yeah, within days.
Right. I was, and you know what? I loved it. The fact that it was so close to the parks and the lakes, like I did not know the amount of lakes Yep. And the amount of the boreal forest was just out here in Saskatchewan, hidden gems. So the opportunity to go out to Waskasu to hear the history, there's so much history up there that nobody or not many people outside of this province knows about, that I had an opportunity to explore that. And then never paid attention to WHL, sadly. But when I came there, I was like, cool, I'm going to learn it here.
It's a thing.
It's amazing. And the people in the community and the organization with the Raiders were just so open and welcoming. So it was really nice to see them do really well this season.
Well, we call them, you know, when I lived there and was voice of the Raiders, Little Montreal. It's just, and not maybe Little Toronto because you're a Toronto girl. The Raiders are a huge deal.
Yep.
In PA.
Absolutely. So it was, it was really great to cover the beginning of their run because I moved here in October. And when I got the job called, hey, you want to move to Regina for C2 Morning Live? I was like, oh, and it was really tempting. I was like, I really want to stay for the Raiders. I was like, should I go? I was like, you should go. I was like, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I got something. I could feel it. But no, I'm really glad I came out here. And now I'm exploring the Queen City. And now we are talking burgers, where to go, what to do. So I love it.
I can't wait. And by the way, we're not going to wrap up at noon and have an answer. We'll tell you tomorrow who's won Regina's best burger poll. Vote now at Rod Peterson Show. And Taylor Shire, we're two small town Saskatchewan kids here. So you jump in anytime, Taylor. That's why I slipped into PA. Nobody noticed I came. Nobody really noticed I left. Do you know what I mean?
I don't believe that.
No, it's true.
Do they still feel like you're there?
Yeah. Well, when I go back there, I got so many great, some of the best friends. Yeah. Now are still my friends from PA.
There's great people in PA.
And the best thing is they're watching this show now. From Robin, we definitely miss you here in PA.
Hey, Robin.
Are you talking to me?
No, Robin.
I'm talking to you.
Who are we talking to?
I think they miss Taylor Shire right now.
Robin, I didn't work in PA, but
that's hilarious.
But he knows you. Robin's looking out for you.
That's great. Robin, who's named our viewers and listeners the Rod Squad. Robin, we appreciate that. So let's jump to the Argos. Let's just get right to it. Argo fan or Rider fan? You must get it all the time.
All the time. Moving here, everyone's like, oh, you got to wear green. I was like, I don't know if I look good in green. Definitely Riders fan and CFL fan, I should say.
Right.
I asked me 5 years ago, 7 years ago, Riders bleed blue. Moving here, I was like, nope, you're going to embrace the Riders. And what was I found super exciting, the minute I landed all the way northern Saskatchewan, the minute I landed, how cool was it that people were wearing CFL gear.
Unreal.
Riders gear. And I was like, it's everywhere. I was like, oh, it's not even a game day. And everyone's rocking it. Exactly. Where I find, and that was a big change for me, where even if it was game day, sadly, in Argos, sometimes you only see it in pockets, right? But here, it's just everywhere. And I mean, I drove down from PA on game days last year. I think I made it out to 5 games living out in PA and coming out here and watching it. And the experience.
There's a lot of them that do.
Yeah, an experience, the stadium, the
it's
atmosphere.
Like the 401 coming down Highway 11.
You know what?
A couple
like
hours before game day.
From PA? Yeah, well, that's double 401, right? I hate the 401.
Oh, sorry.
But yes, but yes.
A very small 401.
A very small 401.
But it's
busy. The distance was just as long, 4 hours. I was like, oh, that's nothing. Everyone's like, you drove 4 hours.
Well, you got to take us deep inside this Toronto football thing because people think out here, the people in Toronto don't like football, and that's wrong. And somebody said this to me recently, within the last couple of years, like, Rod, some of your closest friends are whom? Luke Mullender, CFLer from Toronto. Mike Abumeshrick, CFLer from Toronto. Dan Rasevich, CFLer from Toronto. Like, they love football in Toronto. That is a misnomer. Why do they get a bad rap?
I don't know if it's the bad rap. It's just there's so many Toronto sports teams, right? And, like, for somebody living and talking to friends who are in the industry or who even like are just sports fans, it's like, okay, I've got season tickets to the Raptors, I've got season tickets to Argo or Blue Jays, who else, got the Leafs, you've got TFC, like, where are you going to allocate your money and still live in the city without being broke, right? I know when the Blue Jays, they did so well that run that they did, I remember it was like late October, we're going out every night, or like we're going to the games, and I'm just like, I'm just so broke. Why? Like, where's all my money going to all these games to celebrate? Because there's so many Toronto teams to pick and choose from that you're not going to go to all of them, and you're not going to see as much out there. So
I think even here, you always ask people, oh, are you a Rider fan? If they say no, what's wrong with you? But if you would never do that in Toronto, oh, are you an Argos fan? No. Oh, who do you cheer for then?
Right.
But here, if you're not a Rider fan, there's something wrong with you.
Well,
if you're here, right?
Well,
and that's what it is.
Because it's embedded in you.
And that's what I mean. So we, you know, that's why, you know, the attendance issues are here, because everybody is supposed to be a Rider fan and supposed to go to the games where there's options in Toronto. Absolutely. And you don't have to be an Argos fan.
Well, there's a feeling amongst CFL people in Toronto. I've talked with them about it, and I've certainly sensed it, that it's hopeless. Some of them think that that it's hopeless. And, Jackie, that's why I was excited to talk to you this morning. If you were the Argos or if you were the CFL, what would you do? Because pinball, I get.
Love pinball.
You don't see pinball, and here's why. Pinball has a new career, and he's crushing it. And it's not a public one, but he's doing very well. So pinball's fine, folks. The Argos need him more than he needs the Argos, I guess. But Ricky Foley, we had him on last week. Here's Ricky in his tank top and his tattoos everywhere. And he looked great. And not like he's doing nothing. He's doing land development, and he's busy. But I'm like, here's two guys. Ricky Foley is exactly the kind of guy you'd want to market if you were the Argos. And Ricky's like, I'm busy enough. I'm going to be a dad. I just don't. But those would be guys that I'd be pulling in, putting them on billboards, getting them out doing stuff. But again, I'm a farm kid from Milestone, Saskatchewan. What the hell do I know about Toronto? So I want to ask you.
Right, but it's knowing who they are, right? And I think that's the question constantly, like, how do you engage fans? How do you unite fans? And because Toronto is so diverse and it has so many people in it, it's picking and choosing that demographic. Who is your demographic? Are you reaching out to, how do you reach out to the new fans without isolating the older fans? Because a lot of these fans, they don't live in that city anymore. They're living 2 hours away, 3 hours away, 4 hours away. So if you talk about attendance, well, they're still commuting in. And they're not going to be going in every single game. If a game's on a Thursday night, if a game's on a Wednesday, like on a weekday, they're not making that commute. I know some dedicated fans have in the past, but like that gets really expensive, right?
But they do it for the Leafs.
But they do
and
it.
The Jays and the Raptors. That's the only thing I don't understand.
During the weekday or the weekend? It's just
whenever. I don't know.
Scheduling, right?
There. Yeah, it's scheduling. So they would do it on the weekends.
That could be one reason. Yeah. I mean, I think it's finding that balance between getting the new fans in but also maintaining those ultimate without isolating
them. There's only 9 games, though.
Well.
And 41 home games in the NHL.
And when does it happen? In the summer. Everyone's out vacationing.
181 in baseball. There's only 9. You only have to do 9 games. I know they've tried to make it more family-friendly. They had, like, wasn't there a preseason game at, like, 11 o'clock on a Monday?
Yeah, adversity
like
this year with all the kids.
Yeah.
So is it trying to make it more family-friendly? So to have it at maybe...
Well, it's
noon on a Saturday,
friendly. Like, and I mean, they have like they
and then have a have like a family pack of tickets, like
they have all of those.
Yeah, so but that's what they're trying to do,
right?
And I think that's maybe where they do grow is offer cheaper tickets, make it a family.
Well, it's just it's time, right? It's time.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be there. It's just there's so many things going on in the city that how do you pick and choose? Yeah. Something's gonna fall off the map.
But as my question, and Clark's telling me we only have a minute. If you were the Argos, what would you do? Because a lot of very smart people have gone through there and not been able to figure it out. And I'm not putting you on the spot necessarily, or maybe I am putting you on the spot.
What would they do?
What would you do? I don't know, because you can't give up.
You can't. And I don't think they have, right? I mean, I've known people who've been on the organization for 30 years. I think them joining MLSE has helped a lot because you have a lot more resources. You have a lot more manpower behind that and resources to get a better market or a bigger market and incorporating them into that MLSE world with the Raptor fans, with the Leafs fans and the TFC fans, like just making it all one Toronto sports market.
Yeah. Well, imagine if they weren't part of that. They weren't
2-3 years
and
ago.
And where was it going? Not good. This is the best thing for them. You're right. And we'll talk about those Argos when we come back. Looking back at week 4 in the CFL, we'll get to those scores and more. And update the poll results today. The Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center daily poll. What is Regina's best burger? Bond Burger, Ice House, Avenue, and Bushwhacker. And Jackie Perez of CTV has her secret as to how to know where the Bond Burger truck is. We'll talk to you about that and more when we come back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem.
Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Employer pricing is back.
It is the best time to buy right now.
You pay what we pay.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to work here.
Check out this all-new 2019 GMC Sierra Double Cab. Its employee price is just $42,472 plus tax. That's only $138 per week. Plus, eligible Costco members receive preferred pricing on select vehicles and a $500 Costco cash card. Or take advantage of 0% financing up to 84 months.
You pay what we pay!
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Monday morning sports update. Blue Jays rookie Vladimir Guerrero Jr. puts his back to the test tonight at the Home Run Derby in Cleveland. The 20-year-old Guerrero goes up against Oakland slugger Matt Chapman in the first round of the Derby. Vladdy's Hall of Fame father, Vlad Guerrero Sr., won the 07 Home Run Derby. Former Patriots linebacker and ESPN analyst Teddy Bruschi says he's doing much better after suffering a second stroke on the weekend. Bruschi had his second stroke. Actually, it was Thursday. He was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Massachusetts. The 46-year-old Bruschi had his first stroke in February 05, days after the Patriots' third Super Bowl win. Coming up this morning, the head coach of the Ottawa Red Blacks, Rick Campbell, will join us via video conference from TD Place Stadium. But speaking of championships, as we just did about the Patriots, Jackie Perez here from CTV Regina, Taylor Shire from Global Regina. Jackie, said you were at the Raptors parade.
I did not make it to the parade because I was on a flight back to Regina.
So where were you?
But I was there for game six.
That's what it
in
was.
In Toronto, okay. Yeah. So on Monday when they had lost game five and I was at Mosaic Stadium with the amazing crowd that turned up. I was so impressed with the crowd that turned up. But when they lost, I think I was one of the few who was super excited they'd lost by 1 point. I'm like, I'm booking a ticket. So I ran home, booked that ticket that night. And then 2 days later, I was in Toronto, watched the game with friends. And then my friends were just like, Jackie, if they win, we're parading down Toronto. I was like, oh, 100% we're doing it. So we were out like 2 to 3. Like the things that you saw, I can't unsee. Like people just driving along the streets, up on the roof of their cars. They were on top of street lamps. Traffic
Albert
lights.
Street, 2007.
Yeah,
everything.
So were you in Jurassic Park watching the game?
I was not in Jurassic Park. I was. We were at like an apartment on a friend's condo, but then we ran down. We went to Union Station. We went around the financial district. We made it to Young and Dundas, where that other huge crowd was. There were fireworks going off. People were jumping on buses. A part of me wanted to, and I was like, "Don't do it."
Because might get arrested.
Yeah. No, there were thousands up there, hundreds up there, and I was like, "How are you going to get down?" That was the thing that went through my head. Yep. How are you going to get down from this?
Yeah, once you're up there.
Right? Would you do it?
No.
You would never jump up?
No, I'm not a big crowd. I'll stand back and watch.
Okay.
Not that I've seen,
not a big
but
mob
continuing.
Mentality. Anyway, sorry.
Mob mentality? Mob mentality.
Yeah, I guess so.
Would you?
Absolutely.
You would jump up on the
back in the day. Are you kidding me?
How about now?
No. I'm now I would stand back and watch kind of guy.
Because how would you get down?
Jump on the bodies like Milt Stiegel did. Yeah.
Jump on the bodies.
At the thing. Hey,
that was insane.
Somebody will catch
you. The whole thing about daring somebody or whatever. Like, I'm going to Craven for the first time since I quit drinking. This will be 4.5 years ago that I've been sober. I'm a little nervous about going to Craven because what wouldn't you do there? I did everything for 25 years. Yeah.
I've never been. What happens? What happens at Country Thunder?
That's folks? A fight. Toronto people come here and have never been to Country Thunder / Crepe. Luke Mullender is another, right? He's like, I don't want to go.
I'm going
if you went, you'd never be able to, you know, speaking of unseeing things.
Yep.
I feel like something flashed.
I've spent
before your
many
eyes.
Well, Taylor, you're right. Craven's right down your alley.
It used to be.
Used
like,
to be
like
mine
last
too.
Year used to be.
I've officially become the old person that's going for the music. There's been times back in the day,
that's
3 days
too.
In, I'm like, "There's bands here." Yeah, what? Yeah,
exactly.
Anyways, sorry. Okay, before you go, because you got to go to work, Jackie. One, the Raptors losing Kawhi Leonard Friday night, Saturday morning. I don't think it's officially been announced yet, but he's gone. How's that going with your circle of friends?
On Friday, I had a great afternoon because I got to fly in the Snowbirds. So it was awesome. So I was like, what a great day. It's got a great start to the weekend. Mm-hmm. Woke up Saturday morning, my phone's blowing up. Kawhi to the Clippers. I was like, oh, well, that sucks. I thought we would at least get like a year or two from him. I know if it was like 5 years. I'm like, no way. Maybe a year or two.
So. Gone.
Yeah, then the media thought, I'm like, look at all those people who bought his jersey. Are they going to burn it? Have we heard anyone burning the jersey?
Not yet.
Not yet. But
somebody will, you know, or the nostalgic people will say, remember that year that Kawhi was there? That
they're
one year?
They're going to frame it.
Yeah, exactly.
The moment. But my question is he a legend? Would you consider him? He's an NBA legend, but is
Joe
he a Raptors?
Joe Carter was not there that long, and he's still a Blue Jays legend. Like Robbie Alomar was there for, I think, 12 years. That's different. When you win a championship and you're the MVP, you're a legend.
You're the guy.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say, but especially in Toronto.
Would you compare it to Kerry Joseph at all?
Of course.
You know
2 years here.
He came in.
Had a flight to get him into Plaza.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's kind of comparable.
History will tell that, Jackie. I guess it's too early to say. And plus, you're from there, so you'd know better than us.
Kyle Lowry, 100%. 100%.
Right. He's a career Raptor, yeah.
Forever. But Kawhi, NBA legend, yes. Toronto.
Be a great poll question. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. That'd be a great poll question. Today's poll question for Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center. Regina's Best Burger, Bond Burger, Bushwhackers, Ice House, or Avenue. And right now, the Ice House is winning by 30. No, Bushwhackers winning by 40%. Mm-hmm. I guess that's where I should have sent that CFL referee who asked me on the weekend. Now to the Argos. Looking back at week 4. Yes, Calgary came in here and smacked around the Riders 37-10. The Alouettes upset the Ticats 36-29. Winnipeg beating Ottawa 29-14. Red Blacks head coach Rick Campbell will be with us shortly from Ottawa. And BC outlasting Toronto 18-17. Yes, the Argos are 0-3. But think of it this way. This is how I thought
on
of
a
it.
Rouge.
Of your Argos.
On a rouge.
Right. Of your Argos, Jackie. You lose your first one by 50. And then you lose your next one by 25, then you lose your next one by 1.
Which can only mean
you're
that
getting
they'll
better.
Win the next one.
Then win is right around the corner. I would think that's how James looking at it. We're getting better every week. What do you must be watching all the games?
I have been. I mean, I was at the game. When was the last game? The home opener I was at for the Riders one, but it got rained out for a little bit. So
right.
I was like, I'm going home. I live like 10 minutes away. I'll just watch it in the comfort of my own home. It's kind of, it hurts to watch, to be honest. But again, it's a new team, new season. Same thing with the Riders, new team, new season. So we'll see where it goes this year.
If you won that in 20, is that 12 or 17?
I won this one in 2012. And then this one was 2017 in Ottawa. So
see, that's the difference between MLSC owning the team and not owning the team.
Size matters.
Right. Yeah.
That is not untrue. You're right.
Oh, exactly. I know
you're
that
right.
For a fact. Yeah.
So the 2017 was this one here. I'll give that to you. Hand over.
How come you're starting with him?
I want to. Closer.
Okay.
Here, you could use this one.
Can I see
this?
Oh, yeah. Give him the small one.
Who owned the team in 2017? This is like school class ring. This is embarrassing.
That's a cheerleader ring. That was a you see the cheerleader.
Okay,
logo.
Fair
this
enough.
This is like the.
This
that's
is
the whole enchilada.
This is a staff ring.
Who owned the team in 2012? I apologize.
Oh, now I don't remember.
I've held that one. I've held Kate's.
You see this one. Yeah.
Kate's is the same, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much
yeah,
the
yeah.
same. Okay, I get. Well, big. That's the difference in ownership.
That's true. But you know what? These are great memories.
Our producer, Clark, telling us David Braley, the owner in 2012. So it was Braley. Thank you, Clark. That's why we have you. It seems so long ago, doesn't it? Well, Jackie, we're going to let you roll. Go do what you do. Do you want to give your Bonburger secret to everybody or
My
not?
Bonburger secret?
How you know where the truck is?
CTV Morning Live on the go reporter, because I got to have him on the like as part of our segments. When you guys were like, well, what do I do? Like, if I can't go Wednesday and Saturday, I'm like, well, you get their cell phone number. And you call them to see where they are and see if they could whip you up a burger.
Hey, Bonburger, you up?
It's fine.
I think it's like,
what's the deal?
Can you share me the number?
It's 5:45 in the morning. Where are you?
I think if I'm telling Bonburger, I'm telling the world that Bonburger's Pizza Burger is the greatest pizza burger in Virginia. Have you had it?
Yeah, we got to make it during the segment. It was delicious.
Incredible hamburger from Bonburger. So can you give me your number, Bonburger? I need to know where the truck is. So we've covered so much here today, Jackie.
We did.
Thank you. Thank CTV for sending you down here. I appreciate it. And
Shout out to CTV team.
Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Rick Campbell, the head coach of the Ottawa Redblacks, coming up on the program. Football Monday in the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live and listen live. RodPeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
Based in Regina, with branch locations in Ontario, Manitoba, and Alberta, Nexon Solar, your provider of high-quality solar roof systems, solar shingles, and solar electric vehicle chargers. With financing options that can see you with free power in under 7 years. Nexon Solar, an investment in our future and your bottom line. Contact us today for a free quote. NexonSolar.ca.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appell Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Rod Peterson Show continues on a Monday morning, July 8th. Getting ready for week 5 in the CFL. We are putting to bed week 4 here this morning. Thank you to CTV's Jackie Perez for joining us. Global Regina's Taylor Shire staying with us. And Darren DuPont with us back in the bunker. We're going out on the video chat this morning. We've got the head coach of the Ottawa Redblacks with us. The 2-1 Ottawa Redblacks. They fell at home 29-14 to the Blue Bombers on Friday night. Good morning, Rick. Back to work for your Redblacks this morning. How's the club looking here through 4 weeks?
Yeah, we're hanging in. Had a couple good wins to start the year. And, you know, we're getting ready for Montreal. It's going to be a big home game for us playing against an Eastern Division team.
I should start with some transactions that the Redblacks came out with this morning, if you can recount them for our viewers, Rick, including a guy that everybody around here loves well, Jeff Knox. You've tinkered with the roster a bit coming back.
Yeah, we you know, that's going to happen as the summer months pass, and we're always looking for good football players. Obviously, Jeff's done some really good things, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do out here.
I'm sure you've put to bed Friday night football in terms of the loss 29-14 to the Bombers, but I watched that game, and you know, there were some giveaways in the game, some opportunities missed. Your thoughts on that game, and did it bring you guys back down to earth a little bit? Losses aren't always the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, Winnipeg's a good team. We thought we match up well with them, as far as we thought it would be a very close game. I give them credit. They played better than we did. And then we had some critical errors, turning the ball over. And, you know, the game in the fourth quarter was a one possession game, and, just had some mistakes, and it's too hard to overcome those when you're playing against a good team.
So, obviously, that's behind you and the Alouettes. Your thoughts on the opponent this week? I know that you're a coach that never takes anybody lightly. You're a one-day-at-a-time kind of coach. But the Alouettes looked awesome last week, I thought. And you know you're playing a good team this week.
Yeah, you know, people seem to be very high on Hamilton. We haven't seen them yet, but they beat Hamilton. And then they played Edmonton the first week out in Edmonton, which is a tough place to play. And I know that game was tied late in the fourth quarter. So we know they have a lot of good players and they're a good team. And that's why it's a big game for us this week. To, you know, it's in our division. It's at home. And those are the ones you want to try to get.
What do you like about your team, Rick? Because you're a day one regime, yourself and Margell, obviously a tremendous tandem there. But you got a new leader in Dominic Davis, who I know nothing about, and then Jonathan Jennings is new. Well, you've had Davis there, but Jennings is new to your building. That's, you know, that's a culture shift within your locker room. So how's that dynamic going?
Yeah, they're both they're really good guys. They're good quarterbacks, but they're also, the more you hang around them, is they're guys that are really comfortable in their own skin. They're genuine people. Our guys believe in them. And I think in this day and age in pro sports and in the CFL, is you can't be afraid of change just with the amount of free agency and salary caps and all that stuff. And so we like our quarterbacks. I think we're a little bit on the young side, but I think when I say that, I mean opportunity to grow. And so, you know, we're looking forward to becoming a better team as the weeks go by.
Well, that culture that you have there, can you just talk about that? Like, do those quarterbacks come in, and like I say, Jennings is new, DD is not, but do they factor into what you're doing as a franchise, or like how does that work? Because clearly what you guys have instilled there is working. I mean, you know, there was a lot of, what should I say, criticism out of free agency with the guys you lost, particularly Trevor Harris. You were just in the Grey Cup, and it's just like you guys withstood everything, all the waves, and you're right back to the Redblacks we all expect. How'd you do that?
Yeah, we're just trying to see the big picture. It's always disappointing to lose. Yeah, you don't want to lose guys, but like I said, it's part of the reality with salary caps and things like that. And so we made a decision to keep a lot of people around here. You know, it was most noted that we lost some bigger name guys, and they're good football players, but we kept our whole O-line. We kept most of our defense. We had receivers that are playing for us this year that were with us last year, so they weren't new to us. So we actually, our continuity level was actually pretty high. But obviously the quarterback position, which is going to be probably the best known position, you know, it was a new starter this year, but again, like you had mentioned, it was a guy that was with us last year, and we were comfortable with him.
Taylor Shire of Global's got one for you.
I just want to go back to that game against Winnipeg. this might be a question better asked to your returner, but from a head coaching perspective, tell me about that punt that was recovered by Medlock. It was such a unique play, and I mean, it was a tough play for you guys, but take me through like the mentality of the returner and the mentality of the team on that play.
Yeah, well, that situation of the game, depending on the game and score, you could place things some different ways. We obviously wanted to field that one in the air. It was a one possession game at that point. And so our plan was to not give up a point. We wanted to just catch it and get north-south to get halfway decent field position. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. And it shows you the CFL, especially on special teams, is you better be alert and know what's going on. And when you have veteran guys like their kicker, Metlock, was smart and hustled down and got on his own kick, which you usually see that on either a shanked punt or when the wind is a factor and you're kicking into the wind. Just shows you got to be on your toes. And unfortunate mistake, and obviously it was highlighted because it was happened at such a critical time of the game.
Two last things for you, Rick. It looks fantastic where you are. Kudos to Chris Loffley for lining this up. I like the look of where you are. And two, for our younger viewers may not know, your dad, a Saskatchewan football legend, Hugh Campbell, his name was on the wall in the old place. It's on the wall in the new place. But you weren't born in Regina. What, can you tell me the era, what the years were, and what you remember, your memories are of living here are?
Yeah, so I actually was never alive when he played. So I guess the good news is I'm not that old yet. I've seen video and all that stuff. But like I said, I was born when he got into coaching. I do have one older sister that was born in Regina. So there was one of us in the Campbell family that was born in Regina. But my parents definitely have fond memories and talk about their time in Regina and all the players he played with and how much they, love the people of Saskatchewan. And I know that was a good time in his life.
So your hometown obviously is Edmonton, but Ottawa is your home now. How do you get treated out there? Because I know how big the Red Blacks are. People would know you probably everywhere you go. What's it like?
Yeah, it's really fun. My instincts were right. When I just for some reason wanted to interview here, even a couple of years before the team was becoming a reality. It just seemed the ownership here, the dedication to the whole thing. I just wanted to be a part of it. I'm a guy that grew up in the West his whole life, so I have no ties out here at all. And I just thought it would be a total fresh start. You get to start something from brand new. And the buzz in the town before we started playing was genuine. It wasn't like some marketing gimmick. You could really tell people were excited to have football back, and it's pretty cool to be a part of something. You know, when I got here, when I was fortunate enough to get hired, we had basically no players, we had no coaches, we didn't even have a stadium or an office. So you're like starting from literally from scratch. So it's been fun to be a part of the process. And then the other thing I like about here is like Regina, when you go play a game in Regina, it's totally unique. The experience, the enthusiasm, the fans. And if you haven't been to a game in Ottawa, it's different, but it's so unique to this league and our stadium setup. And we kind of sit right in the city here in the neighborhood. So it's a pretty cool CFL experience.
Your radio guy, AJ, says, and I agree, top three venues for atmosphere, Regina, Ottawa, Winnipeg. Just throw them in the air. Don't pick one. They're all great, right?
They really are. They're really unique and awesome. Like I said, if you go to a game in Regina, it's different than all the other cities. And we have the same thing going here. Like I said, just the way our setup is, the fans are awesome. And then also, like I said, it sits in the city here. It's there's lots of stuff going on around the stadium and stuff. So it's kind of a big experience. Obviously the game's the biggest thing, but people hang out before and after and do all those things. So I'm thrilled to be a part of it. It's good. And if people haven't been out here to a game, it's worth making the trip. And anyone can come now. We're done playing Saskatchewan here, so I don't have to worry about the Saskatchewan thing. Right. Coming here anymore.
Gotcha. Rick, you guys are fun to watch. I appreciate you finding some time for us this morning and continued success. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
You too. There you go. The head coach of the CFL's Ottawa Red Blacks and gentlemen. Like, that is what you want. If you're the CFL, that is what, that's the kind of guy that you want.
Oh, yeah. He's been so good for the league and really good for Ottawa. You know, when we had John Lynch ripping Marcel on the show about getting rid of the Stars, you were here on that episode, and I was sitting in that chair, and
and he's answering all the questions.
Yeah, he's answering them all, and, you know, not retaining the Stars, but who are we to argue? They're having success. And
that was before they played their first game.
Yeah.
Too. So he's like, I'm not sure, and Lynch was ripping them, but that, to me... He was sitting in the stands. They're probably just, Eastern time, I guess, they're probably just wrapping up practice.
I know.
That's perfect. That is.
Well, I know how busy they are.
And you get that.
So for him to do that is just unbelievable, to sell the game. Yeah. And, by the way, I'd heard these stories that when you were on was the day after my mom passed away. So I had not watched the show. Our family was reeling. But I heard about Lynch grilling Marcel Desjardins, and I'm like, I can just imagine. It's like, here's the thing, and Clark's telling me to go to a break. This is the way I've always run my shows. If you're going to come on my show, it's like coming into my house, and I'm going to host you. I'm not going to accost you. I'm not going to make you feel uncomfortable. You're coming into my house, right? You're going to make you comfortable. And I'm like, Lynch, you're on my show, ripping the GM of the Red. Like, I can see it. I can see it.
Yes.
But don't do it. It's like when I was on Off the Record, which was an absolute disaster. I bombed on Off the Record with TSN's Michael Landsberg. And Michael will laugh. We've talked about it since. We're friends now, right, in the recovery world. He puts you on edge when you go into that room. He puts you on pins and needles. He wants to make you uncomfortable for his own reasons that are... we won't get into, but I bombed. I had an anxiety blackout. I don't even really remember being on live. And I was sober, but I panicked. Right? And I'm like, I hope Marcel Desjardins is not panicking. Well, Marcel's cool enough that he can handle John Lynch. But just lastly, I said to my wife on the weekend, because Lynch was going off about something. Because he doesn't care. He's 81. He's old. He doesn't care what you think or I think, or he doesn't care.
No.
And I said to my wife, you think I'm blunt and open and honest now. Wait till I'm 81. And she's like, oh. And you can get a lot from old people, people. You can. Like, somebody was trashing Lynch on the weekend, saying he shouldn't be on the air anymore. His opinions are ancient. I'm like, you have no idea how connected Lynch is and Tom Shepard and all these guys. There's a reason they're forefathers of this franchise and this league.
Mm-hmm.
I get way more out of my time with them than they get out of time with me, believe me. Treasure the elderly. Anyways, we'll break and we'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, rodpeterson.com. Listen live, Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This 2018 Nissan Rogue SV all-wheel drive is employee priced at just $22,999 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. It's employee price, just $11,999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Oh, boy. That was awkward.
Holy rosary.
Welcome back. We're in the overtime segment. And who wants to take this? Because I don't.
I'm still crying.
Darren, dude, are we taking it?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh. You're the co-host. That's what we do here.
Yeah, so actually, this takes us back to before the show. Actually, we're having our pre-show meeting, and I got to take a squirt. So I go to the bathroom. Rod's like, leave it open. I'm not done talking. So door's
right.
open.
So you can hear me. I
that's what we
policy.
Do. The guys, right? There's nothing to hide here. So going to the bathroom, door's open, whatever. And in the commercial break, Rod goes to the bathroom. Door's open. We're still talking. Right? We didn't know. Jackie Perez hadn't left the building yet. She comes around the corner. Didn't see anything, but caught us all by surprise.
Paul, let us know when you're going to be parading women around here on the Rod Peterson Show. 38% of our viewers are female, by the way. Just to remind everybody of that. Let us know. That's the clean version of the story. There's more. Monday morning sports update. Blue Jay slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will be swinging for the fences tonight at Progressive Field. He's been working with Jay's coach John Schneider in... Isn't he the GM of the Seahawks? John Schneider? Common name, though.
Yeah.
He was one of the Duke boys, too. Anyways, he is the pitching coach for the Blue Jays. They've been working together. He was Vladdy's pitching coach the last 2 years in the minors. The home run derby tonight at Progressive Field. I'm just going to stop there. Other than to say Canada's Milos Raonic is in action today at Wimbledon, where he faces Guido Pella of Argentina. What's happening?
Okay.
You're on it.
I'll catch you up today because we're watching it up here on the screen. I love
this. And make it quick.
I know. Excellent set. He lost the third set, but he's up 2-1, and he just got his break after holding off Pella on the last point where it looked like he was going to get broken. So that was a big 2 points in the match. Looks like he's up.
Rattled. English, please. Is he winning or
he's
losing?
He's got a chance to win. He's okay. He's poised to win the match now on this service. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just wanted the time. I don't care how to build the watch.
But it's so good.
From Chris Clark on the Facebook feed... John Lynch is the Don Cherry of the CFL. I've said that many times, and I believe that John Lynch is that. But speaking of Don Cherry, as we do your mid-morning coffee roll here, I'm sure some of the farmers are talking about this if they're on Twitter, Taylor Shire, across this province. And that, did you see Don Cherry's tweet this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Should I read it verbatim or should I just paraphrase it? Might take me a minute to find it here. But Don Cherry saying he's very disappointed in his friend Steve Simmons for implying in his Sunday column that he has done his last coach's corner. I retweeted it, then I unretweeted it. So I'm not sure where it is.
He basically said he went to his bosses and no, they said that you're still doing the show, right?
Right. So Steve Simmons of the Toronto Sun put in his Sunday column that Don Cherry's done his last coach's corner. I didn't read it, but that's basically what he said. And Dan Cherry saying he's disappointed this morning that Steve Simmons would say that. And here's the problem with the newspaper industry. This is the rant that I'm going to go on. This isn't Bronco Plumbing Rod's rant, but it's just a mini rant. And that these newspaper guys, what are you doing, Steve Simmons? Like, I got ripped, as you guys know, on my Bo Levi Mitchell report last week for not getting confirmation from the team that Bo was going to the 6-game injured list. I don't need it from the team to the haters. I knew it. And the next, I'm not sitting on here throwing things out willy-nilly like Steve Simmons did. If it wasn't going to happen, I wouldn't have said it, is the point. And now these guys are getting all upset in the newspaper business because this show's coming in and shaking up their world. They don't know how to handle it. So they're trying to find a way to get readers and sell papers and be relevant. But you got to know what you're talking about. And now you've upset an icon in Don Cherry. Is the point. And the other thing was, I posted on Saturday, once we'd heard that Kawhi Leonard was going to the Clippers, Thursday's clip of me saying he was going to the Clippers. These same people in Toronto coming after me saying, you're shamelessly self-promoting yourself. That's right, I am. Because we're trying to
get
viewers. That's the point. We've got a startup show here on Facebook Live. We need to tell people that this is the show that you want to be watching. And I think over the last couple of days, they're realizing that, Darren DuPont, mm-hmm. I guess is the point. But the point is, like, I didn't want to get into it with that reporter from Toronto on Saturday, but I will now. He could have DM'd me, but he had to make a big thing and in front of everybody that you're shamelessly self-promoting yourself. Look, Jalen Rose was saying that he was going to the Raptors. Brian Windhorst of ESPN said he's going to the Raptors. I said Thursday he's going to the Clippers. Was it a guess? Yes. Was I right? Yes. I'm going to tell the world.
We're having fun. And we want to tell everybody that we're having fun. That wasn't meant. Does anybody really believe you're now an NBA insider?
The only guy who knew what Kawhi was actually doing was Rob.
Yeah. The only person that knew was Kawhi Leonard. Yes. And that is my whole point, is these insiders. I really learned it in the Ken Holland scoop. The insiders know what they're told, what the teams want them to know. And Kawhi Leonard didn't want anybody to know where he was going, because I don't think he knew where he was going up until Friday, probably. But the odds are, and we can get our NBA on now if we want, two of the three teams that Kawhi was talking to were in Los Angeles. So just based on odds, the odds are very good that he's going to go to his hometown. Mm-hmm. Why would anybody think he was going to go to the Raptors? And by the way, if you read any of the coverage or heard any of the coverage all year long after the trade out of San Antonio, he didn't like Toronto, the cold, and he didn't like not living in America. It wasn't that he didn't like the city or the team, but it's cold. Have you been to LA? And he's from there. We should go down that road, Taylor. Like, where were you when you heard the news? I was not shocked at all, because I did call the shot.
Wasn't it midnight on a, I don't know, I was sleeping.
Friday night.
Yeah. So I found out Saturday morning, not surprised at all. The trade with George is basically what landed Kawhi there, in my opinion. Because he wasn't going to go there to be the star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now that the Clippers got George or facilitated that trade somehow, then they can be like a 1A, 1B tandem.
Super team.
So I'm not surprised that he didn't go to the Lakers, and because they would have been the clear favorites. Now they're going to be direct competition, which is great for the product.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not surprised at all that he didn't come back to Toronto based on the weather. And I saw a couple NBA players, I forget who it was. It was a former Raptor. He said, when you play in Toronto, you feel like you're playing overseas.
No, I don't doubt it for a second. Your phones don't work. I've seen it with the riders for years. They're like, their phones don't work up here. Yeah. It's like they're on another planet. Yeah. And that it's not wrong. Yeah. People don't understand the difference in mentality between Americans and Canadians. Most of them don't have passports, or didn't, because they think they're never going to have to leave the United States. In Canada, we all get passports from birth. Now, Americans, a lot of them don't. Why would we leave America? It's the greatest country in the world. And I think it is. Well, Canada's still the best country in the world, but America's right up there. Do you guys remember Tory Gurley? Former NFL running back. Former NFL wide receiver, sorry. Now TV radio personality from ESPN.
Yeah.
Just wrote me on Twitter, Tory Gurley. I have a few podcast radio questions to ask you. Follow me back.
On it.
Biggest question, why wasn't I following him in the first place?
It's called a rodcast.
It's called a rodcast, A. Isn't he related to Todd Gurley, the Rams running back?
Be.
I believe that he is. Why is he asking me? This is... Paul, what's happening?
I don't know, buddy.
You've made it.
Sitting over. We've made it.
Out of control.
We've got haters. We've made it.
Yeah.
People
care.
From Dave on the Facebook feed, the reason they're coming after you, Rod, is because you're doing something right. DuPont, what does Ari Gold say?
If you don't have haters, you better get some.
I got a lot. I got a lot of... You want some? I got more than I need. From the WHL Pats cast. I like this. The Pats podcast. We called the Pats import pick. Now, that's a call. And we're not an insider. Look, it was a guest. A guest, sorry. We could sit here and watch this Facebook feed all day. It's so entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Lastly, from Blake... So been busy with work lately and missed a lot, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm a strong believer that Cameron Judge deserves a lot more credit. He wasn't the best player on defense the other night. AC Leonard was, but Cam Judge, he wasn't bad.
He's leading the league. Well, I should check the stats this morning, but he's top three in the league in tackles, if not number one.
He was number one going into the game.
He had 21 through his first three. I think he had another 7 on the weekend, so I don't see...
Corey Greenwood is now the CFL tackles leader. So where the hell did he come from? This guy's been way...
Something. He was in Toronto.
I know that, but he didn't do anything there. This is the year of the renaissance in the CFL for the Canadian defensive player. Jeff Hecht is another.
Yeah.
Who was Jeff Hecht for the last six, 7 years? He was a, and he would tell you.
He was the guy in the background of the Ryan Scrums flexing.
Right.
He was known, seriously.
Right.
Oh, Jeff, and I love him, by the way. Just a super guy. And as most Canadian football players, I'm sure Corey Greenwood's the same. This is the year of the renaissance in the CFL for the Canadian defensive player. 4 weeks in, right? We still got a ways to go. It's been a hell of a lot of fun, Taylor. Maybe that's where we'll wrap it up in the overtime segment. I mean, Riders 1-3. That was a game that they needed to win. They did. A divisional game. Team playing its backup quarterback. They didn't win it. As a matter of fact, they got spanked. But whatever. From a CFL-wide perspective, it's been a fun year so far.
I don't think they're a bad 1-3. And I asked Craig Dickinson that postgame. Like, 1-3, not a good record. But when you think about, I think it's still trending upwards. Cody Fajardo still, to me, can be an elite quarterback in this league. Maybe not a Mike Riley, Bo Levi, but he can be a tier two elite quarterback. And I think with more time, more confidence, he can be that guy who takes over this team and maybe plays for the next 6, 7, 8 years for this team. 100%. His decision-making and poise, when he's not flustered like he was on Friday, but that's going to come with experience, in my opinion. What he showed against Ottawa and then Toronto, he just made good decisions with the ball. On Friday or on Saturday, a whole other story when he threw those two picks. Those were just boneheaded mistakes, in my opinion, to try to force those balls.
And he knew, he admitted
and
as much.
And he knew it. Yeah. And so he's going to learn from that. But he can be the guy to lead this team. So I think they're a good 1-3 right now. They have to sweep BC, though. They got back-to-back BC following this.
We're into must wins. I love it.
If they lose, if they lose both, it's, they're going to be...
They're done.
It'll be tough.
They're done.
Fold up the streets. Yeah. Okay, dupes.
But
join us in Houston this December. How about that to wrap it up?
RodPeterson.com/trip. RodPeterson.com/trip. And fill out the form. Join us in Houston. We're going to see the Texans. We'll see the Rockets. You'll see us. You might see Don Narcisse, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Try and look these
all
guys up.
Our friends will be there. All. How's that song go? All my rowdy friends are coming to Houston.
There you go.
Join us there. December 5th to the 10th. Uniglobe Travel, you can call them downtown. Ask for Michelle. She'll set you up. That might save a few steps right there at Uniglobe. Okay. Thanks again, Taylor. Love you for what you do. Same with you, dupes. Paul, you're the best.
Always.
PD on the sponsor's couch. We'll see you tomorrow. Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.